Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I'm up a bit on a The Dave Glover Show is sponsored by the Michaels Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts. IGotFloor.com.
Hey, everybody. You are listening to The Dave Glover Show on KMOX. I am obviously not Dave Glover. I'm Rachel Zimmerman. You hear me on this show every day from 1 to 5 p.m. Dave is off the rest of 2025, taking a well-deserved break. So is Andrew. He deserves a break, too. Wheels is going to be back for a bit next week, so you're not done with Wheels this year. But he's taking some Christmas time off now. But this is my last time in the studio for 2025. Very happy to be here. Very happy to be hosting. And I just want to thank the audience for a really, really amazing year for the DGS. You know, the audience is the reason that we're able to do this show every day and have so much fun. So you guys are awesome. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're having a good day out there as you finish up whatever needs finishing up for the holiday season. I went to Schnucks this morning, one final grocery trip. And I just got to say, like, shout out to everybody who works at Schnucks or any grocery store, anyone who's doing retail right now, delivery drivers. They're not able to relax maybe in the way that I'm able to relax this time of year. So just, you know, keep all those folks in mind when you're out running errands and stuff. Be nice. Give them a smile. I have Hancock and Kelly with me. Hi, guys.
Hey, this is like Paul McCartney doing a Beatles concert with a bunch of side musicians.
Good to see you guys. I do not have Hancock and Kelly up on the stream yet, but that's we'll get them up on the next segment.
It's for the best.
We have John and Daniel here producing the show. Hey, guys. Thanks for being here. I wanted to start by talking about, I've been watching Mad Men lately. It was an AMC show, but they just put it on HBO, so all the episodes are there. And love it about advertising in the 1960s. You know, there's the John Hamm St. Louis connection, so that's very fun. But I was watching an episode the other day, and there's a character named Harry Crane, and Harry Crane runs the television department, and he was just describing all these things he keeps tabs on, TV, newspapers, and then he references radio. And this is all happening in the early 60s. And Harry Crane refers to radio as the dinosaur of media. And I thought that was so funny that in this period piece set in the 1960s, they were already considering radio like on its last legs. And with the 100-year anniversary of KMOX coming up tomorrow, it just really struck me like radio is so relevant still in 2025. I believe it's going to continue to be relevant because with radio, you get this personal connection. Something's happening live. There's the intimacy of listening in on a conversation and sometimes calling in and taking part in the conversation, knowing you're hearing a live person, hearing the mistakes they make. I am going to make mistakes today. That's just reality.
Nah.
But we're all on this ride together. So I don't know. The radio is still alive and well. And happy 100th birthday to KMOX tomorrow. Also happens to be Christmas Eve. I also wanted to just say again how happy I am with the success of our remote broadcast on Friday at the Hardee's in St. Peter's for Operation Food Search. You guys have come out to those broadcasts with us before.
Did you hit your number?
I think we got very, very close to hitting our number. Our number was high this year. It was a lofty goal. But we did really well. And on Friday alone, we raised $11,000 just at that Hardee's location. Yeah, so that was very, very cool. And it was so awesome getting to interact with listeners and have conversations with them and feel that connection. Because, like, we feel somewhat of a connection because we get the calls and we get the comments on the stream and the emails and stuff. But seeing people face-to-face, that was really, really cool. And it really just reminded me that life is so precious and you can't take these kind of connections for granted, you know, especially this time of year. I don't know. It was just an emotional day, and it was really good to feel the love from the listeners. I felt it, Dave felt it, Andrew felt it, and I just want the listeners to know the feeling is absolutely mutual. Like, that energized us and made us feel so happy to be doing what we're doing. And we had one listener come up, and he's like, yeah, it's so funny because you guys feel like our best friends, but you don't even know us. And it's like, yeah, but we still have that connection. We still have that genuine connection, even though we don't know each other. When someone comes up and introduces themselves in a situation like that, I'm like, I feel like I do know you. Like, you know me, and we have this thing, and it's just really cool to be able to have those relationships. But yeah, another thing that remote drove home for me was, like, the true meaning of Christmas. The peace on earth, goodwill towards men thing.
It is a thing.
It is a thing. That is a very real thing. And it's important to have those feelings and to be reminded of that. I sometimes feel like I don't realize that I have a guard up, or, you know, you start to, like, lose sight of what's important. And maybe you go so far down that path, you kind of don't realize how far you've gone until you kind of snap out of it. And it's like, oh, this is what really matters. Like, this is what I really should be focused on. So, yeah, just one more time. That was such an amazing experience. Thank you to everyone who came out. And it's just an indicator of why it's so important to slow down and appreciate life, especially this time of year, because things can get so hectic. Before we go to break, yeah, just a reminder, tomorrow is our 100th birthday here on KMOX. We are going to be doing a replay of our KMOX 100 programming that we ran on 1120 day.
So good.
Wasn't that a fun day?
That was great.
It was so cool seeing, you know, all the alumni come back, and, like, even, like, Carol and Kevin Killeen and Charlie, just getting to hang out with them. Yeah, just seeing people in the hall, meeting people I had never met before, and just celebrating the legacy of that station. So we're going to be celebrating that again tomorrow. But yeah, hopefully we can inform you guys and entertain you as you're listening today, whether you're out shopping, whether you're at home, whatever you're doing. Thanks for being here. I appreciate you. I want to say Merry Christmas. And all right, what's coming up on the show today? Hancock and Kelly are already here. We are going to be talking politics in the next segment. I'm also going to talk to Kelly Jackson from SLU. She really focuses in on social media trends and how that intersects with politics in the news. So she's on at 2 o'clock. 2:30, AI tech journalist Lindsay Mastis is going to join me over the stream. So that'll be fun. Dave Murray gives the forecast at 3 o'clock. Ryan McClure from the Gateway Arch Park Foundation is in studio at 3:30 to talk about some new developments with the Gateway Arch. George Mahey from St. Louis Magazine is talking restaurants at 4. And 4:30, we're going to close out the show with our good buddy Matt Pauly. So hope you'll stick around. Join us on the stream. We're on Facebook. We're on YouTube, just at Dave Glover Show. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will be talking with Hancock and Kelly, get some political conversation going. You're listening to The Dave Glover Show on KMOX.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to The Dave Glover Show on KMOX. No Dave, though. He's out until January 2nd. I'm Rachel Zimmerman, co-host of The Dave Glover Show. I will be here today, and then I'm out the rest of the year. So looking forward to vacation, but really happy to be hosting. I'm really happy to be with my friends Hancock and Kelly on KMOX.
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Rach. Much tamer crowd today than you normally have to wrangle.
I know. Yesterday was just me and Wheels, and it was so chill just being the two of us. I'm like, I think me, Dave, Andrew, and Wheeler just get each other all riled up.
You guys are like a family. And,
yes.
And it's so cool because you've been, I guess Kevin's relatively new, but you and Andrew and Dave have been together for years now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're kind of like your second cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just coming in and hanging out, going to eat a few snacks, and then be on our way.
And try not to talk as loud as Wheeler does.
So no, we can't do that.
We're going to keep our level a little low.
That's exactly right.
He talks so loud without even meaning to talk so loud. So I think we're all going to be, you know, under the volume limit today.
We're good.
It's good to see you guys. We don't get to talk politics as much as we used to, so it's good to all be together. But before we get started, how is your show on Sunday mornings on Fox 2 going? You guys still enjoying doing that?
How many years have we been doing it?
Since 2012.
So
whatever that is. 13 years.
13 years, yeah. Of Hancock and Kelly.
I was a much younger man when that thing started.
Yeah. I had darker hair.
Yeah.
You still had no hair.
I did.
It's great. You know, you were talking about the magic of 100 years and the magic of radio and how it makes people friends. John truly became my best friend as a result of radio.
Mm-hmm.
We barely knew each other.
Yeah,
we had worked together a little.
Right, we had done some stuff together where we were friendly sparring partners, if you will. But it wasn't until we were put in this studio like this on a daily basis that we created a relationship. And, you know, I still pinch myself all the time when I think that we're on KMOX.
I know.
We're still doing it.
I can't believe we haven't gotten fired.
Well, we've been close a couple times.
The year's not over yet.
Well, you guys have such a cute friendship, too. And I want to let everyone at home, like, listening or who may watch your show on Sundays know it is very, very real. when you had your birthday party, Michael. I was there with my boyfriend, Kurt, and, you know, everyone's having a great time. And at one point, he turns to me, he goes, wait, who put this party together? And I was like, John Hancock.
Yeah.
They're best friends. They do things like this for each other, and it is awesome.
And it was the most special night of my year, mm-hmm. and one of the best nights of my life. And it was a long story. We talked about it, but John put it together and made it happen. It happened at the right time for me. And it was the thing I'm most grateful for this past year.
That's very sweet. It was so cool to see how happy and surprised you were, Michael. And it was equally as cool to see John beaming because he knew
like
he had pulled it off. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk politics a little bit. Let's get started with what I think is the big story of the day, the Epstein files. I'm just going to turn it over to you guys. This latest drop, I don't know. Do you think Americans are losing interest in this story compared to maybe 2 months ago when there was so much pressure, like release the files? Now that they're coming, how do you think Americans are actually responding?
I think there's still a lot of interest in it. I don't know that the story is going to have permanency because there's just so much, you know, in the political space these days. But, I mean, it's clearly the stuff that came out today, and I haven't had a chance to really dive into it, but, you know, Donald Trump obviously was part of that whole milieu, and I don't think anything that's been released has been criminal by any means.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't think we're going to see everything, and at least at this time, at some point, it'll all come out. But I don't know that it's going to all come out anytime soon.
Yeah, and I feel like we're all taking the wave, you know, just a large wave coming at us on so many things. But I try to remember that there was an ecosystem that helped elect Donald Trump around this very issue. And I think for those people that this Epstein thing for the better part of 5 or 6 years, I think it's going to be permanent. I think it could have some lasting consequences. But the rest of the world that, you know, tangentially has watched it and thinks that it's terrible and those people should be held accountable are so overwhelmed with everything else we're dealing with that, I don't know. None of it is too surprising to me. What is crazy to watch is how people are still doing the bidding of the president on this issue and others. I just don't get it long term, why it makes political sense for them to have tried to stop the release of the Epstein files, et cetera. And I guess that will be my big takeaway from this is that Donald Trump was a special guy to get people to believe anything he says or to not believe anything he did.
This was a child sex trafficking ring that began at least in the 1990s. And in the 1990s, human trafficking had not reached kind of the public consciousness that we've all lived through more mm-hmm. recently. This case is a big deal. And they're very powerful, very wealthy people intimately involved in it. And this was the trafficking and sexual abuse of girls. And sometimes I think the politics obfuscates what's at the heart of this thing, which is just an abhorrent, awful chapter in American history. And in many respects, law enforcement didn't act appropriately in real time. And I do think there are people living today who were involved in that networking in various forms, whether it be on the trafficking of girls or the finance side of it. And those folks need to face justice. Now, I am gratified that as a nation, we've come a long way in understanding how real and widespread human trafficking is. It's big. But this case should never get swept under the rug, and justice should pursue those that did real evil to real people.
You know, Michael, you just touched on something really interesting. You said people are so overwhelmed with everything that's happening. I mean, could that just be said for everything when it comes to politics, when it comes to what Americans are dealing with? I mean, not to mention the rest of the world, but there's just, it seems like it's one thing after the other. And it's so hard to focus in and actually get to the bottom of anything these days, it feels like.
Well, I bet it's not going to surprise you that I think it's worse under Trump. We dealt with a deluge of political stories on a daily basis when Joe Biden was president. But with President Trump, it just is worse, mainly, you know, because of the gasoline he's throwing on the fire and the blindness in which folks follow him, I think has perpetuated this time where nothing surprises me anymore. I mean, you turn on television at nighttime and, oh, he's putting his name on this. Okay, great. I'm still upset about Epstein, but am I? Now I'm on to this thing. I don't feel like it was this way with other presidents, and I think it's being done somewhat by intention.
Mm. Well, there was an environment that was ready for Donald Trump out there in the electorate, people that were disaffected with government, people that were alienated from government. And what I find interesting, just as a social scientist stepping back and looking at it, is that Americans are not a monolith. You've got a group of Americans that pay a lot of attention to this stuff because they love Donald Trump. You have a group of Americans that pay a lot of attention to this stuff because they loathe Donald Trump. And then there's everybody else. And everybody else runs the gamut from just disgusted with it, all of it, and tune it out because life goes on. And then you have the people that, you know, they're civic minded. They pay attention to politics, but it doesn't consume that big of a space of their head mm-hmm. or heart. And I kind of think that the plurality of people kind of fall into that middle category. But there is extreme passion on both sides of the Donald Trump question in a way that we really haven't seen in this country. Obama was a polarizing figure, you know, back in 12, 15 years ago. He was a polarizing figure, but nothing on the magnitude of what we're dealing with right now. And it's on both sides. I mean, the passion and the loathing of Donald Trump is real and pretty prevalent.
Wasn't Obama polarizing because of what he looked like? Because I don't remember Barack Obama doing, you know, spouting nasty things about reporters or naming buildings after himself. And I think this is all self-driven.
Well, remember,
I think
it
was hatred of Barack Obama that drove a lot of his
in the cultural war era that we're living in now. You forget that when Barack Obama was elected president, he opposed gay marriage.
Right.
And so there was a lot more consensus on a lot of the cultural issues mm-hmm. back. I mean, there's always been folks pushing on but that's really become inflamed even more so in recent years.
Let's get to a break here. But before we do, I want to encourage people, if you are sitting at home, you know, basically if you're not driving, check out the stream. Facebook, Dave Glover Show on YouTube. Dave Glover Show 2000 is our handle, I believe. And join the conversation. Brian M. says lots of pics of Bill Clinton hanging out in the hot tub in the Epstein files. I would like to get to the bottom of that myself. And Jacob says happy for John and Michael both to be a part of our community. We need voices of decency, moderation, and realism. Thank you, Jacob. That's kind to say. And it's also very true of Michael, Kelly, and John Hancock. We will talk more with Hancock and Kelly when we come back. You're listening to The Dave Glover Show on KMOX.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is enjoying the Strokes. You're listening to KMOX. This is the Dave Glover Show.
I had a good stroke back in the day.
I did not enjoy your stroke.
I enjoyed getting over the stroke.
This is the Dave Glover Show. Dave is out until next year. He'll be back on January 2nd. I'm Rachel Zimmerman, sitting in the big seat today, hosting the show. Very excited. Hancock and Kelly are here. We are talking politics. John, let's start with you. I mean, Michael, feel free to jump in. But John, it feels like there is so much infighting going on in the Republican Party, whether it's, you know, the younger faction, you have Turning Point USA, and they just had this big conference and everyone's taking shots at each other from the podium. And then more recently, Mike Pence poaching all these folks from the Heritage Foundation. Can you kind of help us sort out what's going on? Is this unusual? Do you think stuff like this happens all the time and we're just not aware of it?
No, it doesn't happen all the time. you know, the Republican Party has transitioned, and it was going back to Ronald Reagan and in some respects, Barry Goldwater, even 60 years ago. The Republican Party became what in the parlance you would call a movement conservative party, limited government, and that limiting the government's reach in terms of regulations and taxation. It was focused on the stool of the Cold War was a unifying factor for the Republican Party, world leadership for the United States, American exceptionalism is a phrase you would have heard. And that was a fairly common glue that held Republicans together. And you would have some outliers. You'd have your occasional pro-choice Republican that would get elected in a district that fit. But for the most part, the Republican Party was pretty unified. And with the advent, and it didn't begin with Donald Trump, it really kind of, in some ways, goes back to Ross Perot, the whole outsider, not part of the system, running against the system. And then certainly by the time Pat Buchanan arrives, who really is the true ideological antecedent to Donald Trump in terms of his nationalism and populism, and a certain extent isolationism, although you can't prove that in Venezuela right now. But the Republican Party has become not really so much of a conservative party as it is, you know, the term that was coined by Steve Bannon and others, the alt-right. And that really is where things are now. And there's some elements in that alt-right that are anti-Semitic, You'll find anti-Semitism on the right and on the far left in this country. It's a kind of ironic in that way. And that's really at the heart of what's going on with the Turning Point, Charlie Kirk, Ben Shapiro, Nick Fuentes controversy. Heritage had been, the Heritage Foundation had been a movement conservative down the line entity, and they have fundamentally changed as well as a think tank. And Project 2025 is a really good example of what that kind of nationalism looks like.
And that's all true, what John said. And you couple that with the fact that they had the most successful election cycle that they could have possibly have had 2 years ago. And a friend of mine who used to run the Republican Party back when we were sparring partners told me the best job in politics is to be the spokesman for the minority party because you're accountable for nothing. Mm. And the unifying factor that the Republicans had prior to 2024 was they were out and they were glued together and taking out the king. Well, now they have so many ways that they can go and your differences kind of swell to the top. But I don't know that the dysfunction inside the Republican Party is unique to the Republican Party. I think it exists inside the Democratic Party, too. True. We're kind of in the lull of our dealing with our progressive movement. You know, John, he's the philosopher and the historian in this relationship, and he's always talked about realignment. And I really believe we are witnessing a realignment of political parties and people who the people identify with inside their political parties. I'm sure people listening to us right now are kind of like, man, I can remember when the day when there was Democrats who were pro-life, you know, conservative Democrats. And I can remember Republicans when they, you know, were you know, anti-Russia, et cetera. And so I think there is this true realignment that's happening.
No, there's no question. And those that does happen throughout the course of American history. You know, it wasn't, well, 100 years ago or less, where the Republican Party was a northeastern banking industrialist party, and the Democrats were the agrarian southern rural party. That's who voted for Franklin Roosevelt. And back in the day, that's who was voting for Tom Dewey, the northeastern banking establishment. So, and now that's completely all flipped on itself. Parties have the same names, but completely different coalitions. 20 years ago, if you were going to show up and run in a Republican Party primary, you could relatively reasonably expect that the electorate would be made up of about 40% college graduates. Today, that number's more like 23% college graduates in a typical Republican primary.
When I was cutting my teeth in politics, working for Congressman Gephardt here in St. Louis, he was a real pro-labor, pro-protectionist as it related to trade. And I remember John and his friends would come and protest what we were up to. He was trying to fight a lot of the NAFTA things and blah, blah, blah. And now I find myself watching what's happening, you know, 30 years later, there the Democrats are saying, hey, wait a minute, we have to have this free trade. We broke that seal a long time ago. And the people who used to mess with us about, you know, free trade are now the ones who are wanting to put up the barriers. I mean, it's just it's a mind-blowing time, and it's hard to keep your scorecard on which side and where you're at.
Michael, how do you feel about the fact that, I mean, to me anyway, there doesn't seem to be any clear leadership in the Democrat Party right now? Do you look at that as an opportunity, or do you kind of look around and go like, we got to figure something out soon?
I think it happens every time. Mm-hmm. I remember when Barack Obama got elected, overwhelmingly, the Republicans had an autopsy of their party, and there was belief that maybe they were going to be the permanent minority, et cetera. And look, remember when we were all, well, there's no voice, there's no cohesiveness amongst the Democratic Party. Yeah, they just got the snot kicked out of them. They've got to let some things happen. And guess what are they coalescing around now? Exactly what John pointed out to me, what was great job about being a minority party is you get to find those one or two, three niche issues and push behind them. I got to tell you, I am madly respectful of Governor Newsom and Governor Pritzker, what they're up to in terms of their pushback from two different standpoints, one from a more jocular sense and another one from a more bold sense, and Governor Pritzker. I don't think either of them will ultimately be the nominee for the Democrats. I think it will happen over time as we see this healthcare battle play out, as we see the Republicans choose to continue to defend Donald Trump or not defend Donald Trump, I think you'll see other people emerge, and I think it's just a product of what happens when a party loses.
I remember reading the Post-Dispatch in 2005, I believe it was, and they were talking about the Senate race in Illinois. And I'm reading the paper there, and the Republican guy whose wife was on Star Trek, apparently he had had a philanderer thing, and he was dropping out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Democrat, there was this guy named Barack Obama. And I remember turning to my wife, and I'm saying, honey, there's some guy in Illinois named Barack Obama who's running for the Senate. That guy will never win. And I was wrong. And at this point in the 2008 cycle, so 3 years before, would be 2005, nobody had heard of Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly not in the context of running for president.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's entirely likely even that the Democratic nominee in 2028 is somebody that nobody is considering right now.
Meanwhile, the potential candidate for 2028, or at least the person getting endorsed right now, J.D. Vance, I mean, Turning Point came out and endorsed him. I'm not under any delusion that's a lock in any way, but I don't know. How do you guys feel about that? Do you look at it the same way as far as field's still open, even though he is the vice president?
It is exceedingly rare in the history of the country for the vice president, short of, you know, a death in office, to immediately ascend to the presidency. It just doesn't happen very often. And the last time it happened was George H.W. Bush in 1988. And before that, you got to go back a ways. So it's just, it's very difficult for the vice president to inherit, because you inherit all of your president's negatives. And by the time it turns over, people are going to be aggravated with the I don't care who the president is. So you inherit all of that. And at the same time, you're not really able to develop a persona of your own separate and apart from that president. It's why it's rare to see that. I would be surprised if Vance is the nominee in 2020. And I can't tell you who it's going to be, but it will be somebody that can inherit the Trump nationalistic mantle, because I don't think the party is going to change in that regard. We're never going back anytime soon to the kind of traditional conservative limited government Republican of my era. So it'll be somebody that will inherit that ideological mantle, but I don't think it's going to be J.D. Vance. Well, you know, we'll see.
All right. I think that's a good time to take a break. We do have one more segment with Hancock and Kelly, so keep listening to The Dave Glover Show on KMOX. We will be right back. KMOX. I'm Rachel Zimmerman, hanging out with Hancock and Kelly. Been talking politics this hour. I did ask you guys, like, hey, is there any story from 2025 that you feel like, I don't know, maybe didn't get enough coverage, or maybe it did, but you're just not done talking about it? Michael,
yes.
I know you have something.
Yes, I am an Irish Catholic. And to know that the Pope,
oh man,
is an American from Chicago, so let's just call it our neighbor.
He's a White Sox fan.
But who also, to that point, John, grew up living a life that we all lived.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going to a baseball game, getting on a bus, going to a school. You know, an American life is now arguably one of the most important people in the world. It's special. When I watch the news, I mean, who would have thought? It was always this thought of, there'll never be an American pope. You can't have a pope from the superpower. And the fact that the pope is an American, and at this point in history, is kind of speaking out against an American president, regardless of where you're at on it, it's pretty compelling, and particularly as a Catholic. So that was my big, unbelievable news story from this year that I'm just not over.
I love that. You know, I'm not Catholic. No one on the DGS is a practicing Catholic, but we were all sitting around waiting to see who the Pope was going to be that day. And when we found out they were from the United States, I think we all got up and saluted. Like, we right. were so excited. Pope Leo. I mean, that's good stuff. Like, yeah, even if you're not a Catholic, I think if you're just patriotic at all, it's very exciting to see
this
happen.
Well, I remember the interview with his brother. I mean, you know, right after. I mean, this is my brother is now the Pope. I mean, can you imagine? Yeah, I mean, he was there when he would give me the wedgies and give me the business. Yeah, right. Now he's the Pope. It's got to be kind of surreal.
And then they dug up the footage of him at the baseball game, one of the World Series games that Joe Buck was calling.
Good seats, by the way. Pope would have good seats.
Yeah, you would think, right? Yeah.
John, did you have a story you can't let go of? If you don't, it's fine.
No, I do. For me. This whole immigration thing has been an issue that I've been tracking for years. And, you know, I thought that, I was supportive of the policy that would get the folks that were here and committing crimes and getting them out of the country. And then what's happened since has happened, and it's hit very close to home for me. And this lifelong little girl that grew up with my daughter through preschool and all the way through high school. She marries, falls in love, marries a guy. They have a couple of kids. He's from Mexico. Thought he was here illegally. Never broke the law. Had a good job. Bought a house. Had a Social Security card. Had a driver's license. They actually bought the house that my daughter and son-in-law looked at first. Huh. And now the kids are friends. They go to dance class together on Saturday mornings. And in October, he gets arrested, and he's been in prison ever since. And when you realize that the vast majority of the folks that are being deported have committed no crime, that's not what I put in for. And I don't think it's helpful for the country, because now you've taken a family and you've split them apart. Best case scenario, Alejandro goes back to Mexico, and then Janie and her two American, English-speaking only children are going to have to figure out life in Mexico somehow.
Because they don't want to be apart from their dad.
They can't. That's their dad. It's her husband. They've been married for 5 years. And that's the long-term problems that policy is going to cause for this country. I mean, there's nobody to pick the fruit, and they're orange vineyards or whatever they are, groves. There's nobody to pick the oranges. And look, I'm all for if you're here, you're a gang member, you're running drugs, you're committing crimes. No, but Ronald Reagan faced a similar situation where there were millions of folks that had come across the border and either overstayed their visa or whatever. And they, on a case-by-case basis, he granted amnesty. And those folks today are American citizens. Two of them are Alejandro's uncles. And all this talk about Christian nationalism on the Republican Party, I can't find any Christianity in sending people to abusive prisons to be assaulted and beaten. That's not the faith that I was raised to love.
Yeah. I will say I heard your family friend telling this story on KMOX, and I just want to give her credit for the courage that she has to share this story. It can't be easy to talk about this. And, you know, drawing awareness to the issue, our hearts go out to her and, you know, everyone dealing with this situation. Unfortunately, we are out of time. My time with Hancock and Kelly
is coming
to an end. But I want to thank you guys again for coming in. Thank you for your friendship and for always being so awesome. Like, I love you guys, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Rach.
All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to The Dave Glover Show on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.